happened here is a group of growers have assessed the Wilmar marketing model and they are content with it, and on that basis they've entered into contractual arrangements. So, Craig, can I just say this is consistent with what our marketing model has been. We've been advocating choice. The growers have choice, and in this circumstance, growers have exercised choice.
Is this a seismic blow, Paul Scambury, to your argument for government intervention in the sugar marketing dispute?
Oh, absolutely not. And I think we need to clearly understand that there is a group of growers. I'm not aware of what the number of growers or the volume of tonnes involved here.
So I understand it's 22 growers with around about 500,000 tonnes of cane.
The point being is I can definitively say that the lion's share of cane in mill areas such as Wilmar, Cofco and MSF, the lion's share of the cane has no contractual arrangements in place because the growers to date are not convinced about the marketing models that have been put forward by the mills.
Paul Scambury, I just want to play you some comments from Jean-Luc Bibeau, the global head of sugar with Wilmar, about what has been going on in the past 18 months. A stoush dispute or is it a battle? Here's Jean-Luc Bibeau.
I don't think we could say there is a sugar marketing battle. There is.
You don't think this has been a battle, a dispute?
I would not qualify that as a dispute. It's a change about something existing in Australia for a certain period of time.
Jean-Luc Bibeau there, not using the word battle, not using the word dispute. How do you describe it, Paul Scambury, over the past 18 months?
Look, Craig, anyone who has been part of the Queensland sugar industry for the last 18 months, I'm not interested in semantics. I'm not interested in words. I can only describe what has unfolded in the last 18 months as a major dispute. People can form their own interpretation of words, but certainly it's a major difference of opinion between growers and millers. And one way or the other, we want this issue resolved sooner rather than later.
The state government has latched on to this agreement today, saying that it proves, this is the Labor Palaszczuk government, that this agreement between growers and Wilmar proves a commercially negotiated solution is possible and that cool heads will prevail, I think the words in a statement from Bill Byrne, the Agriculture Minister, says. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't agree with it. What that statement by the Minister indicates is that the Queensland government have made it very plain that they don't want to intervene in this dispute. They've stood off this dispute. To be perfectly honest, Craig, they've watched it from a distance and have been reticent to become involved in it. Obviously, issuing that statement supports their objective that they don't want to intervene. What it says is that obviously a group of growers have seen fit to enter into a contractual arrangements with Wilmar.
But doesn't that prove that other growers could as well, Paul Scambury?
Oh, they might well do that. But Craig, the point that I'm saying is that if anyone has traversed the Queensland sugar industry in the last 18 months, the lion's share of growers in mill areas that are contemplating different marketing models have stood off and have been thoroughly opposed to those marketing models. The greater bulk of the growers are not happy with those marketing arrangements.
Now, you have been in meetings with the LNP and Catters Australia Party members. There is legislation, a private members bill proposed by Shane Knuth that's due to be debated in Queensland Parliament next week. Do you see real chances that it could pass Parliament?
All I know is at this point in time is Catters Australia Party have a bill, Real Choice in Marketing Bill. It has to come into the House on December the 1st. The Liberal National Party are proposing some amendments to that bill. I understand that there have been favourable discussions between Catter Australian Party and the Liberal National Party to facilitate the passage of that bill. And, of course, that brings into play Billy Gordon. Billy Gordon, the member for Cook, has indicated his support for the bill. So I can't speculate at this point in time whether the bill will pass or it won't, but certainly on the numbers that we see at this point in time, it might well pass.
Paul Scambury, in relation to the messaging out from the Labor government, Bill Byrne has said in a statement that today's announcement through Wilmar that growers in the Burdekin and Wilmar's Pioneer Mill have signed contracts gives me, this is Bill Byrne, great hope that the best interests of the industry can be served by participants working together. Under the economic vandalism of the LNP, this commercial agreement could have been bogged down in arbitration, legal challenges, and the sort of industry red tape that the Liberal Party used to rally against. Is that the situation that could be faced within the sugar industry should that legislation get up in a week's time?
I think the minister's assessment of it is totally wrong. It's a shame that the minister is involving himself in this dispute at the 11th hour. It would have been better had he got involved with the growing side of the industry to understand what is facilitating this angst. Can I say to you, Craig, I get upset when I hear that the minister has described growers as being militant and being delusional about the interests surrounding this bill. The reality is we are very conservative people and it takes a lot for us to get angry. And obviously we are concerned about our future, hence the production of this bill.
Paul Skembry, you have been in mediation talks with other grower collective groups and milling companies, including that of Wilmar. Do you see that this week is do or die for those mediation talks?
Oh, obviously. Look, anybody could understand that we're heading towards a major point in this dispute next week with the introduction of that bill into the Parliament. So obviously all sorts of discussions will take place, no doubt, in the next 6 to 7 days.